Now, Facebook has been in the media for all the wrong reasons lately, with calls that the social media giant has too much power, selling our data without our knowledge, spreading fake news that's influenced elections, and even showing live footage of mass shootings. Well, Facebook now plans to launch a cryptocurrency in 2020 called Libra. And joining us this morning is Vadim Torb, CEO of InfoChoice, to talk us through the potential pitfalls and advantages of Facebook's proposed currency. Vadim, thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. So 27 companies, including MasterCard, PayPal, Uber and Vodafone, have committed $10 million to help start Facebook's currency. What's in it for them?
Yeah, look, they've committed $10 million each to be a founding member of the organization. There's going to be up to 100 members by the time they launch in the first half of 2020. Mm. It's really to provide governance and to make sure that there's enough governance and reassurance and liquidity in the system.
Right, right. And so what is the biggest concern, in your opinion, with the proposed currency?
Well, look, for this currency to be sustainable, it needs to comply with local laws. What they're trying to do is provide a global currency that will be utilized in the first world as well as the developing world. And there's many pitfalls around here, around the stability, around the liquidity, around the security, whether it's fraud, whether it's hacking, and how easily it's going to be able to actually sustain and not keep that particular currency fluctuating.
And you do have, hacking and those kind of potential problems. But then again, digitization of finance promises to make life easier and cheaper for billions of people, according to one article. Is this one of the upsides? Are there many upsides to this?
Oh, look, there's many, many upsides. Mm. Don't forget, in Australia, we're quite blessed with our banking system, and we're lucky to have a real-time payment system where anyone can make a payment to another person within Australia by simply knowing their mobile number and making that transfer within, 5 or so seconds. Meanwhile, in the developing world, there's about 1.7 billion people who lack an account, a bank account, and could find Libra as a real banking alternative. There's many benefits. Libra can basically be a very good vehicle for storing value and helping people in more unstable economies deal with inflation. Imagine also sending money anywhere basically for free. There's a lot of cross-border payment benefits here. Some organizations charge outrageous fees up to 7% on remittance and international transfer fees. So there's a lot of benefits here for the consumers.
Okay. And so InfoChoice put the question out to its community for their thoughts on a Facebook cryptocurrency. What was the response?
Look, it was a positive response. People are, especially Australians, we are a country of innovation, and that's seen through, many banking licenses being issued recently to fintechs. Consumers want innovation, consumers want change, consumers want something different, and that's been reflected in our survey.
Righto. All right, well, Vadim, thank you very much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.